This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. American universities are welcoming ever greater numbers of international students, but some professors and admission counselors question the motives of the very professionals who have helped attract so many foreign scholars to their campuses. Higher education recruiters are under fire from detractors who say they put profit ahead of students' best interests. Critics accuse them of sending thousands of unqualified applicants to the U.S. every year. That sometimes allows students to skip basic English tests and falsify applications for quick commission. A leading group of admissions counselors even proposed a ban on the use of international recruiters who are paid based on the number of students they produce. College administrators who rely on recruiters are quick to defend them, saying they are more familiar with overseas customs and school systems. The city of Clayton has become the fifth Missouri community to pass a law barring discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in employment, housing, and public accommodations. The Clayton City Council unanimously approved the measure Tuesday. Mayor Linda Goldstein says the St. Louis County community is resolved to protect the rights of all residents equally. The statewide advocacy group PROMO says Clayton joins St. Louis, Kansas City, University City, and Olivet among Missouri communities offering inclusive protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. The mother of one of three American students arrested during a protest in Cairo says they're preparing to leave Egypt. Joy Sweeney of Jefferson City tells the Associated Press that her 19-year-old son Derek and two other students are expected to fly from Cairo to Frankfurt, Germany late tonight. She says her son will fly from there to Washington on Saturday and then on to St. Louis, where he'll arrive late tomorrow night. Sweeney says she's ecstatic and plans to make her son a belated Thanksgiving dinner. For the second year in a row, a St. Louis County woman has the honor of designing and creating the ornament for Missouri's tree for the 2011 National Christmas Tree display in Washington, D.C. The reverse glass-painted ornament features silver stars rising up on shimmery strokes to symbolize Missouri's recovery from devastating tornadoes like the one that killed 161 people in Joplin last May. Students from a Joplin middle school are working with the designer on the effort. Ornaments for all 50 states plus U.S. territories and the District of Columbia will be featured at the display's lighting ceremony on December 1st. There are plenty of storylines surrounding the annual border war between Kansas and Missouri. Gary Pinkel will be back on the sideline for tomorrow's game at Arrowhead Stadium after serving a one-game suspension following his drunken driving arrest. Turner Gill will be on the Kansas sideline for what could be the final time. The second-year coach has been under fire all year. Although the athletic director said he won't make a decision until after the season, there are rumors Gill could be coaching for his job. Topping it all off is the fact that Kansas and Missouri could be playing for the final time. After 120 meetings, the second-longest rivalry in college football, the Tigers are headed to the SEC, and Kansas has said it has no desire to play out of conference. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.